Okay, Catherine, thanks very much for having me on. Yes, as you said, we have an official launch at 2 o'clock today in Kathleen's Fall Power Station in Ballyshannon, as we're delighted to say that the ESB have come on board again as our overall corporate sponsor for this year. So just looking ahead at the festival, we start off at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening with our open event, which is an art show in the Abbey Arts Centre, Barry Britton Original Art. And Barry, of course, is our resident artist for our festival and does our iconic posters every year. We also have Dee Armstrong from Keela, who features on this year's poster, will be in attendance and playing some music. And then later on that evening, also in the Abbey Arts Centre at 8:30, we have our first concert of the weekend, which features Mick Blake, first of all, at 8:30. And he, of course, won the song for Ballyshannon last year. And then we have a very special concert with Charlie McGettigan and Paul Harrington. And this is to celebrate the 25th anniversary of them winning the Eurovision. And it's the first time, actually, that they've played together in Ballyshannon. So that's a very special concert. There's limited tickets left for that, and they're available at the Abbey Arts Centre. And then looking ahead to the weekend, we have three nights in our marquee, Live at the Marquee. Friday night we have Enda McGlone Band, followed by No Messages, and then we have No Crows. And rounding off on Friday night, we have Dervish. Saturday night then we have Michael Hagan, we have Porrick Bennett, we have the Muddlers Club, we have Dave Munley Band, and rounding off Saturday night we have Keela. And looking ahead then to Sunday night in our marquee, we start off with Shannock, and then they're followed by Garradice featuring Eleanor Shanley, and then we have the Marching O'Connor Trio featuring Shamie O'Dowd and Cathal Hayden. And rounding off our Sunday night and our festival for 2022 is the Red Cortinas, and they're playing a very special night of the Saw Doctors music with some other music mixed in as well from Aslan and Horselips and everything like that. So that's, I suppose, all the main concerts. Now we've loads of fringe events as well, and I suppose one of them to note is on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock we have our Jam on the Dam, which is a very special concert, intimate concert up on the banks of the Earn in the power station. And we've been doing that now the last few years, and that's a very special concert. At 12:30 on Saturday in the Bridge End Bar, we have our Legend Sessions. It's the sixth of the Legend Sessions. And that's a kind of a reimagined session that if two people who are no longer with us, which would be Johnny Doherty, who's the famous Donegal fiddler, and this year Sandy Denny of Fairport Convention, and if they met at a session in Ballyshannon, what it would be like. And that's going to be imagined by living legends, Kathy Jordan from Dervish and Shamie O'Dowd. So that's on Saturday. Looking ahead at some of the other things as well that we have over the weekend, we have a masterclass with Declan Sinnott, guitar and songwriting, on Saturday afternoon at 4:30 in the Abbey Arts Centre. We also have a very special, the Sunday Folk Club at 12 o'clock in the Thatch on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon with Declan Sinnott. And then there's Free Street Entertainment all weekend as well, Friday from 3:30 until 6:30 down at the Bridge End. And then at the Gables up in the centre of the town on Saturday and Sunday with, and that's from 2 until 6:30, and that features the likes of Mickey Joe Hart, the Porterbellies, the Ronan Gallagher Band, Brian Sweeney Band, the Red Cortinas, and lots more. So there's really lots to do over the weekend, and I know that's a lot to take in, Catherine, but all our information is on our website, which is www.ballyshannonfolkfestival.com.
It must be great to be back up and running and back to normal after effectively 3 years of disruption due to the pandemic.
Absolutely. It's really very exciting, and you can see the excitement in musicians, you know, when you meet them and the fact that they're out there gigging again and really cannot wait, I suppose, to welcome everyone back. Over the last 2 years, we had to obviously make the decision to go virtually with our concert. And while I suppose we were still able to enjoy some of the music together with the people that normally come to our festival, there's nothing like being there and there's nothing like live music and being there and being present. And we're really looking forward. I mean, we have a wealth of talent over the weekend and something to suit everyone really. And we're looking forward to it, you know, and we're looking forward to being back and for things to be back to normal.